This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last week saw some of the most devastating flooding in Sydney's history and across the state as well. And although sunny skies have returned, the flood recovery process has only just begun. This morning, I'm joined by a senior chaplain and coordinator of the New South Wales Disaster Recovery Chaplaincy Network. He's also my dad, Stephen Robinson, to give us an update on what's happening in Sydney and also across the state. Good morning, Dad.
Good day, Sam.
Now, for those who may not know your work, what is the Disaster Recovery Chaplaincy Network?
It's a ministry of the Uniting Church which works in disaster recovery, but it also incorporates chaplains who are volunteers from right across the different faith groups at all the major churches and so on across the state. So we bring them in, they do training, and then they're on call. And they work side by side in teams that are deployed for evacuation centres and recovery centres and other recovery work. We're a partner with Red Cross and Salvation Army and Anglicare in the welfare arrangements for the state government.
And I've seen you in action in previous crises, like the bushfires of a few years ago. And basically, you are on call all the time. You have a control centre, which is basically your office. And you tee up chaplains from all over the state and across Australia as well, don't you?
We've got a really good team of volunteers and some excellent people, some logistics volunteers and duty officers. Thankfully, I'm not the only one that has to do it, but I oversee the work.
Take us into the last week. Floodwaters have started to recede here in Sydney, but there's still a big emergency across the state. What is the recovery looking like for the week ahead as far as we see now?
Yeah, the recovery, it begins with the sort of response phase where you're getting people clear and getting them safely out of their houses to evacuation centres. And they're basically all shut down now. There was up to 30 centres that were open across the flood emergency. But now it's transitioning into the what they call recovery centres and disaster welfare assistance points. And that's where people who are in temporary accommodation can receive assistance and support. We are there with teams of people. I guess when you're saying, what's it looking like? It's an awful mess in many places. And it's often the low-lying areas like caravan parks and so on that are hit very hard. So even this week, our chaplains and at the end of last week, working with some elderly people as they go back through their caravans that have had everything washed out. So it's a bit messy. It's very messy, very smelly, not particularly hygienic or safe either. But it's going to take a long time to get back to normal for many people.
We saw a lot last week of highways and roads getting cut and people having real trouble getting access through back to home because of the way that the floods had risen. Mm. Do you have any trouble with that, getting chaplains to places where they need to go?
Yes. Yeah, we do. And that's one of the things with floods. And it did happen to a lesser degree with the bushfires, with roads cut. But floods in particular, whole communities get cut off. So we have in the past had chaplains go in with RFS helicopters and so on if they need some special welfare for people, because essentially some towns just become islands and some larger communities get cut off even from each other. So access is a problem, and there's some places we just simply could not get to that are just opening up now.
In what ways have you seen faith and Christ's love in action throughout the last week? Got some stories for us?
Yeah, I think it's happened in a number of different ways. So many stories of people just helping clean up houses or providing food. I've been in touch with a number of different church agencies, and we link in with the Uniting Church and others, working with Anglicare and others to be able to share resources, care packages, white goods where they're needed. They're all sourced locally, so they're not going to spoil the local economy. There's a lot of work being done at the moment.
This is wonderful. Well, look, people are wondering how they can support people in the recovery process, but also what about for you and your chaplains, your team of chaplains? Are there ways that we can assist or help in some way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we particularly this network is voluntary, and the only funding we get is actually from the state government for training, nothing else. That people can make donations to through the United Church website. But I think one of the most important things is prayer. And there's times when we're working very long hours, and I just get the sense that we're being carried by the prayer of other people, and that's a very important thing. One other thing is what not to do is please don't send secondhand goods. That's you can absolutely swamp halls and places of meeting and so on with clothing and stuff that really is not helpful. So cash donations through appeals are incredibly helpful.
Wonderful. Well, that is Stephen Robinson, Senior Chaplain and Coordinator of the New South Wales Disaster Recovery Chaplaincy Network. Also my dad as well. I'm very proud of what you do, Dad. Really thankful for your time on Hope Breakfast. And tomorrow we're going to speak to one of your chaplains based in Kupanook who has done the most extraordinary work up there. She's going to share that with us tomorrow on the show, so can't wait for that.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.